Hello and welcome back to the Smashy Business Show. I am Farah Bashir and joining me is...
I'm Warit Ahmed.
And today I will just quickly go through the headlines. So, tech glitch sparks cash chaos at Starbucks. Of course, digital dependency exposed. And in a weird turnaround of events, Saudi Arabia is due to be growth to lag behind GCC neighbors in 2024. And Dubai allocates $28.5 million mental wealth framework to boost community well-being. How important is, I'd say, mental health?
It's really important.
Yeah, you know? It is. It really is. And as well as the fact that, you know what, I think that when... a country is investing in its mental health, because it's investing in its, you know, the younger generation, right? And in the light of that, of course, it's because they're investing in the people in the younger generation for the country, which I would say, or I think would assume, would elevate the countries.
I think mental health, it shouldn't just be for young people. Mm-hmm. It should be for all kinds of people.
Yes.
You know, that's why it's mental health. You know, that's, as they say, like, health is wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important for all people, young people, 100%. Middle-aged people, elderly. People work better when they have better mental health.
Yes, 100%. And as well, because, you know, I'm saying that because the amount of money that is being put to the mental health of the people in Dubai, it's not only for, of course, young people. It includes different categories like the elderly, people with chronic diseases, and so on. But we will be going through and running through that very soon. Just wanted to quickly, guys, see what would you think. So let's start with a very important story. We know. Have you seen what happened with the, I would say, the connection, everything, of course. So global tech glitch forces cash transactions and long lines at Starbucks. The glitch, by the way, can I say something? It was wild and it was all over the place. It was, it affected airlines, businesses, and the list goes on and on. And of course, in light of all of that, businesses for sure must have gotten affected.
That's true. Recently in the weekend, I went to this restaurant, Zamzam, and I saw that their ATMs weren't working because of the Microsoft update. And they mm-hmm. had like a sign up that it will take time until it's back again. Have mm-hmm. you seen it somewhere?
Of course, yes. I honestly, to be honest with you, I have seen it. And the fact that the glitch was spoken about really, it was the talk of the...
Yeah.
Of the world, right? And you might think that it might have only affected you, but it was like the biggest affection ever. However, let's just like quickly go through the details. So the worldwide technology outrage that happened or disrupted everything from airline, as we said, airline flights to hospital systems, also threw a wrench into the daily routines of coffee lovers. So, you know, like we have our phones. If you want to order something, we order it quickly through our phone, and it's very, we're used to that. We're used to the how easy it is for us to order
that's true.
Food, right? Food and coffee. So Starbucks, I'll say, went back, like as if like the boycott is not enough. They went back as well because of the outrage. People had to go stand in line and pay by cash.
Yes. And this is what they had to say.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, I had to order my Starbucks latte verbally and stand in a line. Am I entitled to compensation? Mm-hmm. And somebody else said, I had to actually place my Starbucks order in person like a caveman.
I know. It's like people are so used to their...
that's true.
Luxury that we have, which is our phones and getting everything. We were so blessed.
But don't you think these are almost nonsensical complaints? You know, mm-hmm. turning coffee has turned into a prehistoric ordeal. They've become cavemen just because they have to stand in a line to get coffee.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? I just want to say something that we already know that Starbucks lost 19% in the first half year of this year due to the boycott. Would you think that this outrage might have maybe cost them a bit more?
Probably will cost them more
mm-hmm.
because many people aren't bothered nowadays. And there are many enterprises that serve coffee. So mm-hmm. if Starbucks' systems aren't working, they might just go to Costa, Caribou. So
because if the, as you said, if the lines are like too big and too everything, they're gonna be like, okay, fine, you know what? I'll just order from like a different coffee place.
But it also does pose the question of, in a world where a tech glitch means ordering coffee like a caveman, mm-hmm. is our digital dependence too far?
Of course, which is why, by the way, which is why we as people are very depending, or we depend on the internet, we depend on our phones, we depend on technology as a whole. And so, of course, in light of that, when we because we depended so much on it,
yeah.
When something like that happens, we
That's
tend to
true.
Kind of like get, I would say.
Yeah, it definitely carries this underlying implication that mm-hmm. now for companies to run tech, it's not just a want anymore, it's a need.
Mm-hmm. Of course, and you know as well, by the way, like when such a glitch happens, whether we like it or not, the place that have lost customers, they have lost business. It must have for sure, you know, affected their business, because I am just like looking right now at Bloomberg, and Bloomberg is saying that the app glitch actually drew customers are, so it kind of like affected them in a way by 12%. So we said that initially, like from the first, year, they lost like what, 19? And now with a 12%, that's a lot, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, you guys, of course, like the outrage affected not only Starbucks, it affected as well the airlines, it affected a lot of businesses and so on.
Even the NHS.
Yes.
Yeah, their GP surgeries were slowed down because, you know, people couldn't book their surgeries. The mm-hmm. system went down.
Agreed, 100%. Well, now let's go to another story, which we have been talking about how Saudi Arabia has a vision for 2030 and it was working well. However, in a turn of events, Saudi Arabia predicted to have slower GDP growth compared to GCC neighbors. So Saudi Arabia's economy is projected to grow only 1.3% in 2024, the lowest rate among GCC countries, according to a Reuters poll of 24 economists. Now, this is a decrease from the previous forecasts of 1.9 in April and 3.0 in January, which of course happened due to the extended oil production cuts. Which I would say it's kind of like shocking, because Saudi Arabia really has had a lot of, I would say, projects happening, and this is all on their vision for 2030, right? They had the esports tournament that is up. You have a lot of things that are coming up. You know, we have as well like a city that they are in, I would say, attracting a lot of athletes,
yeah,
right? So for the GDP to go down, it's kind of like shocking.
I don't think it's necessarily shocking. It's a very small decrease. You know, I don't think it overshadows all of the achievements that they've had. I just think here what we're seeing, it's a very interesting conundrum, because for them to meet their Saudi Arabia 2030 vision, they're trying to diversify the economy away from oil dependence, as we've previously discussed.
Yes.
However, what's happened is that them lowering their oil revenues is actually hindering investments in non-oil sectors.
I agree with you, but you know, like I don't think it's like, even if it might seem like a small number when you look at numbers, but of course, at every point, 1% for sure counts. You know, for sure, because like you are not talking about something that's like very tiny, because like it's 0.1 on a bigger scale, of course, and as well, you know, this is all contributing to several factors, including the oil production cuts, as we have mentioned earlier, because these reductions are aimed at stabilizing global oil prices, but have a direct negative impact on the country's a direct impact on the country's GDP growth, as the economy is heavily relied on, you know, oil revenues, you know, because like they with OPEC and so on and all of these things. So the fact that His Highness, as well, we said, I think earlier, that he did push us, or did say that, you know what, he would motivate everyone to actually go on and invest in Aramco. And as well, What another factor is the global economic conditions. So the broader global economic context, including constant concerns about inflation and potential recessions in major economies, has also contributed to the downgrade. And what do you think of that point?
I think that you're definitely right in the term of the fact that even though it's a small number, it does attribute to the fact that there is a flaw, as you said, that these recessions are occurring. However, I still do believe that Saudi has had great progress and that a number cannot dispute that.
That might be easy to say, but sometimes like with countries like Saudi Arabia and the UAE and other neighboring countries as well, Qatar and so on, the GDP is very important because it just like determines how economically stable is the country. And because Saudi Arabia is actually looking forward to attract more people to come and join the country, for example, like the UAE now will be welcoming a lot of millionaires, the GDP is important because like if you're a businessman, would you go to a country that's not doing economically well? Of course you wouldn't. And of course in that case, numbers do matter. So these are of course due to a lot of factors, but I think I agree with you on a point, is that yes, of course, I see like this is why like we know that Saudi Arabia is the best right now. They're trying to attract young people, right? They are trying to provide more job opportunities with their new investments in their airlines and attracting tourism and so on. Yes, perfect. Well, now let's go to our next story, which I think is everyone's favorite story. So Dubai is investing 105 million dirhams, equivalent to $28.5 million in mental health framework for community well-being. So as part of Dubai's comprehensive health strategy, this initiative offers a range of programs and resources to improve mental health support, raise awareness, and ensure accessible care for residents, which I think honestly is music to our ears because we knew that back then mental health was such a taboo topic.
That's true. It really used to be a taboo topic. And, you know, just to add on what you said, this initiative, it's so special because what they're doing is they're not just creating, you know, new mental health hospitals or offices. They're integrating the initiative into the already existing health systems. Mm-hmm. So what they're doing is they're targeting the root.
They are technically, I would say, like maybe shedding more light on the importance of mental health because we know that, you know what, kids might get bullied at school and a teacher who might not know how to deal with the situation, that might make the situation even worse in so many cases. And of course, like how would you react if someone in front of you is telling you like, hey, I am depressed, I don't know what to do. If you don't know, and they are just like maybe raising more awareness, not only for the people who need help, but also for people who can provide help.
That's true.
It's really not easy. Like if someone is coming and confiding and telling you that, hey, I'm going through ABC, and I don't know what to do. You know, if you might say something that's wrong, that might make their situation even worse in so many cases.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. It's good to have health professionals on this. And more than that, we've seen before how the UAE is ranked as one of the top most hardworking countries. So the people here, they must be burnt out. It's really good that they're going to...
I wouldn't say burnt out, but I would say, of course, you know, like we are human, right? We all the time go through a lot of things from our day-to-day life. However, you know, like with the right sources and the right, I would say, attention to it, and with the right diagnosis, I think it would be perfect for the patient who is suffering from either depression or any kind of like mental illness, you know, who's aware. Because as I said earlier, it was a taboo topic. And His Highness Sheikh Hamdan investing that much money in it is, I would say, it's a kind of investment for the residents to make Dubai a better place.
Yeah.
Right?
And even better, by them integrating these initiatives into the healthcare system, what they're doing is that, you know, they're boosting the connection between the public sector and the private sector in the health system.
Agreed. Well, honestly, I'm really looking forward to that because mental health is so important. So if you need help, you guys, don't forget, you can all the time reach out to a professional. And that would be it from me today. Do you have anything to say?
I'm good. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for everyone who tuned in. And join us tomorrow, same time, same place. And don't forget to go in podcast form. And as well, don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter.